Welcome to Real Estate Coaching Radio, America's number one trusted resource for realtors who demand authentic, real-time coaching. Starring award-winning real estate coaches Tim and Julie Harris. Get ready for unfiltered, full-strength honesty about what is truly working to get you into action and make you money in this new real estate boom. Now to our hosts, Tim and Julie Harris.
We're joined today by Gabe Cordova, the Vice President of Sales and Service at FirePoint, the industry's all-in-one online business platform, building a brokerage from the ground up during the market crash and taking his team to 800 transactions a year. Gabe's passion for leading and teaching others helped fuel his vision for FirePoint. With 13 years in the business, Gabe knew agents needed one program to analyze their business. FirePoint was born. When he's not helping agents maximize their business, he enjoys traveling and can be found boating, fishing, golfing, and spending time with his family. Now, let's welcome Gabe to the call as we join our host, Tim Harris.
So, Gabe, you are going to help me to answer the number one question that we have from new coaching members. And that number one question we almost always get after, how do I generate leads? The other question they always have is, what systems should I have in place to organize my business? And our paths cross because FirePoint seems to have a turnkey solution that actually encompasses a lot of existing programs out there with regards to CRMs, but also lead management, overall organization of the business. And I had not seen anybody else that had done such a brilliant job of designing an all-in-one solution for agents. And I'd never have felt comfortable suggesting that agents, you know, subscribe to this service and that service, and you end up basically having a monthly fee with five or six different companies, and you're hoping all of them work happily together. Well, FirePoint actually has solved those solutions, and that's what made me so excited to have you on our podcast. For that, thank you. And the other thing that's nice about you guys, sorry, listeners, but I can't stop talking because I'm so happy to be on this call with Gabe, is that you guys actually sold real estate. So how is it that someone who's successful selling real estate, as successful as you have been, decides to solve a problem for agents with regards to CRMs?
Well, first of all, thanks for having me. I'm super excited to be here and working with you guys, so thank you. You know, I get asked that a lot. So, you know, what happened was when I started real estate on my own, it was just me. I quickly realized, you know, it's not an even playing field, and started building my business, and I didn't have tools. So I was hustling just like everybody else out there, and that we all went through. And through the years growing my business and team and brokerage, and just like you said, spending money in all these different areas, and a lot of times not even knowing where the money is going, honestly. It's so easy to spend money in real estate, as you know. And started working with systems and started using FirePoint, and all of a sudden everything started coming together. And I'm like, wow, this is amazing. It was a group of agents that had this idea of how to bring it together by agent for agent. And as my teams were building and selling more, my passion just shifted, honestly. And instead of hustling and getting the deals and doing all that, it was sharing, well, mostly my failures. You don't get to selling a lot of real estate without having a lot of failures. So sharing my failures and what I learned that didn't work to get to what did with others, and having a system in place for them. Because I think, honestly, if we're helping agents increase their bottom line and be more profitable and more successful, it fuels everything. Real estate is just really the heart, I think, of so much.
So right now, agents obviously want to have some kind of CRM. They want to have a lot of other solutions,
right,
as well. What can you walk us through basically how FirePoint works, what it does specifically? Kind of give them an overview of why they would want to consider doing business with you guys.
Yeah, absolutely. So, I mean, CRM to me is just the foundation, right? You have to have a place to park everybody, monitor, convert, lead capture, whatever it is. So FirePoint is that all-in-one system. So the front-facing website, so the website where your buyers and sellers can go to either search for property, do home valuations, read your blog, see who your team is, learn about you, just everything they're doing on the front end, so you can get them off of the sites, I won't say the one that starts with a Z or any of those, but so you can get them off of those sites and on your site, so they're only seeing your contact information. So it's all of that front-facing information, and then the back-end system. So you can see, are your leads looking at property? Who are your leads? How long have they been there? What is their status? Are they currently looking? Is it an active listing or a pending? Are they, you know, a past client that you're doing nurture follow-up? You know, it has your built-in drip campaigns, your texting. It's literally everything in one spot. So you're not logging into this system to see your emails. You're not logging into this system to see what drip campaigns are going out. You're not going into your MLS to send them property, you know, searches to keep them engaged. It's just everything in one spot, from the lead generation and lead capture to prospecting and working with them to post-closing and follow-up, which we all know we could do a better job, and having everything in one spot does that.
Okay, here's what I wrote down while you were talking. So here's what PowerPoint basically does. I wrote down 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and I bet I didn't get it all. So basically the first thing I heard you say is PowerPoint provides a website for agents to use that has built-in, it's optimized, it's designed specifically to help capture and cultivate buyer and seller leads. That's the first thing I heard, which obviously
right,
that there's a lot of other
integration.
Cool. So there's a lot of other companies that are offering that, and you're saying, okay, we do that, and we've really tested the snot out of this. We know it works, the colors, the fonts, the designs, where the buttons are, where the boxes are. You don't have to think about that. We've already done the heavy lifting for you. Gabe, just for that widget alone, what are some agents paying for a similar website to what you guys are offering as part of your service?
God, I mean, there are so many out there. You know this. I'm sure you've coached people, and it's insane. I mean, I've seen just, you know, with the full IDX integration and search capabilities, I've seen it, you know, anywhere from $99 up to, you know, $500-$600 because it's super pretty and it does this and that, which I'm not a huge fan of. I love the path of least resistance. Get people, you know, and show them what they came to look for. So it really varies across, but I mean, anywhere from $100 to several hundred or $1,000 just for front-facing websites. And you could go higher. I mean, you could do custom stuff out there and spend a fortune. I think I spent $5,000 once on just a website, and that didn't even include my IDX because I felt like that's what I needed to do because that's what I heard successful real estate agents did.
Right. Okay. So you provide a turnkey custom website that's part of the service. Now, the next thing I heard you say is that basically you have the ability to track their behavior once they're on the website, which is telling you, listeners, in case you don't know, like say, for example, you meet somebody at an open house, you enter them into your system and they're a hot lead, and then the IDX starts sending them listing information. You can then go in there and track to see how long are they opening your emails, what house did they look at, you know, how long did they spend looking at a particular house. So you kind of have some insight as far as what their motivation is. And also remember, guys, we want you gearing all your best efforts every day towards taking listings. You also have similar systems in place to track whether or not potential sellers are reading the CMAs you sent and things of that nature. So the tracking behavior, that's a cool widget that's obviously included as well. So what about, you talked about organizing centers of influence of past clients. Walk me through how that system in itself is like scalable, how basically it solves a lot of problems for agents.
Right, absolutely. So, and everybody does their follow-up, well, if they're doing their follow-up. I've had a lot of agents on my team that didn't, but when you're doing your follow-up, there's a lot of ways you can do it. What's great about having them in one system, even from the beginning, or if you're just starting and want to get your past clients in there, between the use of tags and statuses, you can categorize everybody exactly how you want them. Then through the filtering systems that are built in the back end, you can filter out certain groups to put on campaigns. We'll preload several campaigns for you, but you can keep these, customize them, edit them, or create your new so that you can send out and get them on follow-up drip campaigns. You can also send, you know, new listings in their market maybe once a month or every couple months so they know what's on there, so they're always getting something of content from you. It's completely customizable, but that can all happen automatically for you with task management in those campaigns as well. So maybe you wanted to send them an email once a month and then every 6 months task you to call them just to touch base or whatever you recommend. That's all in the system doing that, tasking you for you in one spot.
So, yes, you're right. Lack of lead follow-up is one of the biggest problems that agents have, that and not following up with their lead. Well, you laugh, but it's a painful laugh. I can hear it in your voice. You know, right?
Oh,
how does PowerPoint?
Lots of money.
Yeah, exactly. Millions, probably. How does PowerPoint help agents to be better just on fixing that particular problem as far as lead follow-up?
Lead follow-up. Okay. Well, let's take it to maybe new lead follow-up. So whether you're getting leads from Realtor, the Z, or PPC, wherever they're coming from. What's great about the system is you can go in and set it up when leads come in. If you know, let's just pick on Realtor.com, for example. If you're bringing in a Realtor.com lead and you want the system to automatically, because you know time is of the essence, you can tell the system when a Realtor.lead comes in, I want you to send them this text 1 minute and 17 seconds after they come in that says, hey, Gabe Cordova here, your Realtor.com connection in the Boise, Idaho market, whatever you want. That can be done automatically. You can tell it, also start this campaign. So maybe you want it to send an email an hour later that tells them the benefits of using your website because it updates about every 15 minutes instead of Realtor.com, whatever that is. You can automate all that so that communication is going for you while the system's also notifying you, hey, you got a new lead, here they are, as well as the property they inquired on. It's all turnkey and automated for you. Makes it easier, and it gets you in front of them faster.
Well, let's be clear, though. The agent still is going to have to pick up the phone, make the call.
I hope so.
You know, do some pre-qualifying. Yeah, exactly. You hope so.
Yeah, you can't just sign up for FirePoint and sit back and watch commission checks roll in. That is not going to happen.
Absolutely not. So post-closing, walk us through the post-closing process of how FirePoint works. Because, again, I think you hit the nail on the head. That's another big area where agents absolutely screw up. After the closing happens, they get their commission check, and that's it. They never even do they just maybe mail or email. So how does FirePoint help them become more efficient at keeping those relationships alive?
So first and foremost, it provides the tools. And as you know, we can give anybody the best toolbox that's organized. If they don't use the tools, it's not going to do it. But what we're giving you are the tools to be able to create a post-closing drip campaign, email campaign with tasks. So what I would recommend doing, as soon as you've closed whatever has happened, you start your whether it's a buyer or seller, whichever one. Let's say you start your buyer campaign, and it goes out in 30 days. It's been 30 days. How's it going? It sends this email, whatever you want it to say. And then it's going to, for me, I loved a 30-day touch as well. I want to call and ask for those referrals at that point. You know, so it's going to create a task for me to call Bob and Susie Smith, again, to thank them for working with me, see how things are going, and to ask for a referral. I can then tell it, okay, wait another 45 days, send this email, then send me a task. With BombBomb integrations and stuff like that, it can already be pre-done to where in 30 days that email is a video email from you saying, you know, hey, you know, Tim and Julie, it was so great working with you again. You know, whatever it is, like it's all there, but you can put up the tool. So you start or you click a button, these are all going. It's sending the emails for you. It's creating your tasks that show up on your dashboard to call and the reason why you're calling. All of that just happening for you. You can also go into their profile once they close. One thing I think people make the mistake is they don't continue sending properties to people. Change the frequency to maybe once a month, it sends them properties in their area that are for sale. People still love to know what's going on around you. So you can do all of this, and the system, just by a click of a button, is doing it, and you're just waiting for it to task you to call. All right, and you can see all those emails that are going out.
So realistically, how many different existing services would someone be able to cancel, right? How many different businesses are you guys replacing with FirePoint? I mean, I think it's four or five, isn't it?
It sure can be. I mean, you can your IDX service, your front end service, depending on how many things you do on the back end for your CRM. We have call recording, texting, the drip campaigns, action plans for processing your closings. We're in beta on a evaluation system right now, so like a market snapshot program. It replaced for me, we haven't even talked about all the reporting expense tracking. It easily replaced 10, 15 spreadsheets for me that I was constantly updating or having somebody do that were never accurate because something didn't get input right or it got filtered the wrong way. You know, we'll track all your ROI, your cost per lead, cash conversion, all of that's in there. So now you're getting rid of all these Excel sheets and everything too. It just depends on how many services you're paying for. Everybody's a little bit different, but it literally is bringing everything in. And then we have integrations as well. So we're also making it to where if it's not something in the system, Mojo, we have our own in-system dialing and recording system. It's not like a multi-line because of all the different, regulations are out there, but people wanted it. So we have an integration with it. So then you can also easily, with a click of a button, send leads from FirePoint into Mojo for dialing, logging your notes there that send back into FirePoint so that it's all in the system again in one place. How many do you have?
Exactly. I mean, that's the thing. That's the reason I was attracted to you guys, because you guys are agents who get it. A lot of the other companies, and I'm not saying they don't do good jobs, and maybe in some cases excellent jobs of providing the service. They do. But the thing that I love about you guys is you guys do what virtually all of them do, and you guys do it in a turnkey package so they don't have to try to figure out how to plug everything together, which in itself is a huge waste of time. agents. And I know you guys have a lot of top agents in the nation and top teams that are migrating to using you guys. This might seem like an obvious question, but I know leaving an existing CRM situation and moving to another one, that's a big emotional, you know, commitment that someone has to be willing to make. But why? What do you see the top maybe two or three reasons why top agents and top teams are moving from their existing solution to you guys?
Well, definitely kind of what we've been touching base on is having more systems in one place. But outside of that, you can have every tool feature under the sun. But if the system's not easy to use, well laid out, and user-friendly, and you don't use it, what's the point, right? If you have tools at your disposal and you don't use them because the system's too complicated, it's not user-friendly, it doesn't matter if you have them or not because you're not using them. So we take a lot of time and pride in just how user-friendly the system is. Again, because we're by agent for agent, everything that's getting designed and developed as far as a feature, you know, Chris Tam, who our CEO, who's been in business for a long time, his eyes hit it. My eyes hit it, running all these different teams. A lot of our staff that do your training and all that have been agents, whether they're transaction coordinators or agents or ISAs. We're all looking at it, and does this make sense? And how does an agent or a team lead day-to-day from accountability or an agent, you know, prospecting use the system? It has to be user-friendly. So first of all, they love that it's easier to train. They love that they can push a lot of that training back off onto their account manager because every client gets a dedicated account manager. So they love the training aspect is easy, and they can push a lot of it back to us for all of our weekly trainings and update trainings or one-on-one if they want it. And then just the fact that it scales with them. So if you're a smaller team, maybe you're not a huge mega team right now. There's only two or three of you. Or we have a lot of clients that are single agents. We're affordable so that the system can grow with you. You don't have to pay for a system that accommodates 20 to 30 people if you're only two or three. So you can scale and grow FirePoint with you so you're not breaking the bank right off the bat. Because to me, the CRM is your foundation, and it's an investment in your business, just as much as the car payment that you make to drive your clients around or anything else that you invest in your business so that you can go day to day.
No, I agree completely. And, you know, the CRM, the data that goes in there in itself has no value. It's how you manage that data. It's how you manage those relationships that has the value. And the mistake that a lot of agents make is they just throw people into a database and they forget about it. And I love how you guys, you know, what's interesting is you were talking, and every time I talk to you, Gabe or Chris, I always get the same feeling. You guys totally get it. You guys see things. And it's like Julie and I are in the coaching and training business, and most of our competitors have never sold real estate before. And if you just have a mildly educated ear, you can hear that they've never sold real estate before. They're like the Bernie Madoff of real estate coaching, you know. But when I talk to you guys or I see the product, and I can tell that you guys get it. And you said basically you look at it through an agent's eye. And that's the thing that it's always been our competitive advantage because we think like real estate people because we are real estate people. And that's the thing I really love about FirePoint. And you said ease of use, but let's just say what it is. It makes it so that agents will want to use the product because it solves problems that they know that they have that maybe they didn't even realize that software could solve for them. So I'm curious, like what you talked about reporting. Let's talk about that. Now, let's not go all analytical and boring and numbers-wise because you know that they'll stop listing. But tell them about the reporting that the three most important reports that you know that they must be looking at that most agents will maybe not ever consider. Like when you were building it yourself, Gabe, what was the thing that, like, this has to be in this product? We have to have this level of reporting.
Okay, so I'm going to be full disclosure here, guys. So Chris Tam, reporting is his baby, all right? And this was my weakness. I was terrible at knowing where my money was going and where it was coming. It's like, as long as I wrote a check and another check came in, I'm like, cool, business must be great. Like, this life is great. It's just easy. I spend money comes back. Chris really built this. And what made it great is all of a sudden, with very little ease, the ROI, the expense tracking, I could just put in how much money am I spending on this lead source, this lead source, this lead source, because again, it was going out. The system tracks all those leads coming in. I input a closing. Now, at a couple clicks, I can see, holy cow, I spent this much on Zillow and I only made this much, but I spent this much over here on radio marketing for sellers and I made this much. Holy crud, I need to focus here. Whatever it is, it's just simple reporting where I can see my money's going out. This is what's coming back and it tells me how long. So it was really cool. It started a lot of my business. The year my last full year running the team, we did over 800 homes. And the reason we got there is because with this system, I could see when I was doing PPC spend, which I don't think you guys are a huge fan of that. And a lot of people spend money and they don't get it back. But the system's telling me, hey, Gabe, it's taking you 6 to 8 months to get your money back on these leads. So I knew I had to nurture them longer. I had to come up with better systems in place or better drips within FirePoint to do that. It also would just be real quick, easy. How many closings did I have and how much money did I make? Right? So I could put in the first January through May, and they would tell me, all right, you had this many closings on the buy side, this much on the seller side. This is what the total commissions were, and this was how much was left over to you after you paid, you know, your franchise fee or your team lead or your agents if they have a split. It was all there at buttons. When I had to do that on spreadsheets, Tim, I wanted to shoot myself in the head. I hated it. I hate Excel spreadsheets. I don't want to update them. I don't want to filter them. I want to push a button, see pretty graphics come up that just show me what I need to know. That's what I want.
All of our staff who are listening right now can understand completely where we're coming from. It's what I call our dashboards. You know, you're just talking about KPIs. And you know, if you're having to take in a bunch of data points at once, you don't want to have to basically pick through a spreadsheet. You just need the pertinent information. But so
yes.
Here's the interesting thing. We look, just for the record, you guys and us, we're in favor of basically anything that produces a profit, but your tracking shows agents the things that they're probably doing that don't produce a profit, or the things that maybe one day eventually, if all the stars align, will produce. I'm curious, though, you said something kind of interesting. When you were tracking, what did you stop doing? What were the things, like when you started using Chris's Genius, what did you start discovering were things that maybe everyone thought were working to generate business but wasn't?
Am I allowed to say names?
Sure, hell yeah. Make sure all the legal letters go to Gabe at FirePoint. Anybody wanting to send us a legal letter, it's Gabe at FirePoint. Go ahead.
So here's what it told me. I'm going to phrase it a little bit different. I didn't realize, I thought I was making a ton of money on Zillow. All right, I'm just going to be honest. And when I started looking at the number, I had a lot of leads coming in. But when I put the numbers in, I ran the report, I said, okay, you got this many leads in this time frame. You spent this much money. So it showed me my cost per lead, my cost per closing. You had this many closings. So then my cost per closing, and then my ROI. And I'm like, why is that number red? I learned really quick. red meant really bad and green meant good. But it wasn't so much maybe that the leads were bad. I'll give some credit. Our process wasn't right. You know, maybe we weren't getting to them fast enough. So then I started looking, okay, when a Zillow lead comes in, what were we doing? I wasn't sending out an auto text within a minute and 17 seconds, all right? I didn't have a video email go out 2 minutes later introducing me as a Zillow Premier agent for that area, telling them the benefits of my website. So it opened my eyes to, holy crud, either I need to drop this or I need to work on my systems that I have in place to convert these at a higher number, okay? So it brought a realization to me. But, I mean, I was spending this money and money was coming in. I just didn't realize where. Okay? So that helped brought the eyes to it. So I adjusted my spend, but I also adjusted how I was doing it. This wasn't Zillow's fault. It was also the person in the mirror and how he was, you know, training and coaching his team to process those leads.
I think that's fair.
Turned around quite a bit different.
Yeah, that makes sense. But there are – you also learned that there are certain activities that you were doing that were resulting in paychecks faster with probably less expense, and I assume as the smart guy you are, you start to drill down on more of those types of activities, and maybe the long tail type lead generation stuff you maybe consider not doing at all anymore. So I mean that's the transparency that's been lacking in real estate agent teams forever, and it's shocking how inefficient. Steve Murray from Real Trends, I had him on a couple weeks ago, and we were talking about the net profit that most teams make, and you and I have talked about this offline before, but before taxes, most teams are making, let's call it 11 or 12%. He said it's closer to 10%, but let's just say it's 11 or 12%, and most brokerages make like 3 to 5% before taxes. Well, a lot of it has to do with the fact that, guys, we're wasting money on things that don't work or just don't work as efficiently as you think they do. Here's another thing that's interesting. Back in 2007, 2008, some of these paid portal lead generator type things work great, but they just don't work like they used to. So we're seeing, like, if you're not constantly monitoring your numbers and looking at really what the, you know, your return on investment is, you're going to lose because things change lightning fast, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, and you know what I was doing wrong, Tim? And again, full disclosure, you'll find out. I had a lot of faults and I screwed up a lot. All right. I didn't even know how to factor or compute ROI. So I'll just use the same example. So let's just look at last year. If I wanted to look at my numbers for Zillow last year, I spent X amount of money on Zillow last year and I made this much. Was it worth it or not? What I didn't realize was at the end of 2015, for example, I might have had a bigger spend and I had all these leads that I spent money on in 2015 that closed in 16, where I lowered my budget, okay? Well, so I spent less in 16, but I closed a bunch of deals that I leads that I got in 2015. It was skewing my ROI. So we built it to where ROI to us is when did I spend the money, what leads did I get, and now what's my ROI from them? So it's true ROI. You need to know when you spent the money and what month, where are those leads now? Was it a good spend or not? We take all that factoring, and I'm not going to go too deep and geek out on you, but I was factoring ROI wrong and making decisions based on my inability to understand how to calculate ROI. We built it all in the system for you.
That's awesome. Guys, you see why I love FirePoint, because it basically answers a lot of questions that some of you guys haven't even thought to ask. I mean, honestly, it's taking a real estate agent and making them into a successful entrepreneur, or at least giving them the opportunity to think like somebody who's going to make a lot of profit out of their business. And Gabe, I know you share this philosophy as well, but really the definition of rich is where your money works for you and you no longer have to work for your money. But in order to get there, you have to have enough profit to reinvest into things that will, you know, produce that sort of passive income for you. And guys, real estate businesses, in our opinion, run inefficiently. But, you know, 10% profit is just ridiculous. It just is unacceptable. You can get your profit margins up to 30, 40, 50% if you just run your business like an entrepreneur or like a business person does, and not like, you know, a salesperson does who doesn't really track things. Gabe, I'm curious, why didn't you track? Why didn't you really drill down? Because you're a smart guy, so you must have known that something was askew with basically the spending and the results. Why didn't you track?
I didn't have the tools, honestly. I just didn't have the tools, and maybe I was lazy. I don't know. You know, I knew I could have probably built a spreadsheet to track every month, but first of all, I was tracking it wrong. I'd look at last month. I'll pick on somebody else. Realtor.com. I spent $3,000 on Realtor.com last month, and I made $6,000. Sweet, let's double it. Well, that doesn't make sense because some of those closings came from Realtor.com leads I got 6 months prior. That doesn't mean because I only spent $3,000 last month that I made $15,000. Those leads came from somewhere else. I just didn't know, so I didn't have the tools. And it's too easy, Tim, to keep spending money. I mean, your listeners, you guys know, you get a call almost every day, buy this lead, buy this website, buy this keyword. I'll guarantee you to get the top of Google, blah, 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 blah. Like, it's just so easy. But when you actually have the tools in place and you can say, okay, well, I'm going to spend it, I'm putting it in my system, and now you start making educated decisions, and now I know where it's at. So, combination of not having the tools and being lazy. That's what I'm going to plead.
And I appreciate you being introspective and honest, and I think that's really the bottom line. And you know, it's one thing, but here, just drilling down even more, and I know you guys help agents do this. This is kind of the heart of our coaching, too. It's not just, okay, I spent $3,000, I made $6,000. It's like, okay, I spent $3,000, but I made how much in actual profit? Not just what the gross revenue was, but did I spend $3,000 and only make $1,000 after covering expenses and paying commission splits? Then that was a bad investment, right?
Right.
I mean,
there's
guys, this is how you
difference.
Have to think.
Yeah.
That is a huge difference. So in the time we have remaining, can you share with us maybe a couple, because I know, like I said, I know a lot of the top agents in the country, the top teams in the country are migrating from their existing solutions, maybe solutions, CRMs they've had for decades, and they're moving over to you guys. Can you share with us a success story, something that, like, you know, if you had to pick up the phone right now and you wanted to talk to one of your users that's having incredible levels of success with FirePoint, can you tell a little bit about his or her story?
I'll tell you one that literally just happened. So I'm not going to mention where they transitioned from, but they came from another CRM. And again, you hit on the header. There are some great CRMs out there. They're great, but sometimes just how they're laid out, how they're used, or anything can make all the difference in the world. So they transitioned over to us. One of our features that we haven't touched on, through our dialing system, you can record all your calls. Now, some states it has to be a disclosure, most there doesn't, but when you use our dialer, it records all the calls you have with your leads in the system right on their profile. And he's a team lead, so he listens. They have scripting they're supposed to be using, how they handle different, whether it's a seller, call, or buyer. But it's very easy in the system to pull these up. And he started listening to them, and then he'd bring them in on his one-on-ones to be able to say, like, people don't know what they're saying until they hear it, right? So they started sharing these recorded calls and showing them missed opportunities. And the agents were amazed, like, holy crud, I'm saying that? Or why did I say that? Or why didn't I ask to set the appointment? Like, it's clear now that I listened to it. In fact, their agents, it was used really and designed for an accountability standpoint, but it quickly transitioned for them for coaching and opportunity. Now they've implemented it into their daily huddle where people are coming in and everybody has to bring in one successful and one failure or could have done better recorded calls from the day prior. And they're doing it and they're all listening and now role-playing it. So just the fact that these recorded calls are on the lead profiles themselves in real time has changed their business and their conversion. And he's like, I never would have thought about doing this. And it's so stinking easy within the system to share the success, because also within the system, you can use mentions like at Tim Harris on a lead, instantly sends you their profile to where you can listen to calls. It's changed how they're role-playing and script training, and it's changing their conversion drastically.
Remember, listeners, I said FirePoint's the reason I like these guys, because it's basically designed for agents, by agents. I don't think anyone's ever done this before, and if I were running a real estate team, if I were in the still buying and selling houses, there's no question that I would seriously consider doing business with you guys. And so, Gabe, and I know Chris is probably listening, I really sincerely thank you guys for developing this product. I think you guys have hit the nail on the head in so many ways, and it's cool to talk with you, because every time I talk to you, you're always telling me about a new feature that you're coming out with, and you guys are starting to encompass so many of these other little, you know, when we take in a new coaching client, one of the first things we ask them is, what are you spending money on? What's working? How do you know if it's working? And usually they don't know the answer to the second or the third question, right? You guys solve
right.
that in a very professional, business-like way, so that, guys, you can know what you're making as far as profit on the money you're spending. You can decide using real numbers whether or not what you're doing is working, whether or not you want to continue doing it, or whether or not you want to pivot and do something else. That's how business folks think. Guys, in this day and age, things change so fast. I mean, it's incredible. Something that worked 6 months ago, not working now. And that rate of change is going to increase. And if you don't have a way of critically setting aside your emotions and actually tracking what's working and what's not, you're going to end up basically having no profit. In my opinion, that's the reason why so many teams have such really piss-poor profit margins. 10% to the guy who's actually set up the team before taxes should not be acceptable. And the fact that our industry is willing to condone it to reinforce the idea that someone takes that level of risk and makes that small of margin, that should be absolutely seen as deplorable. And we need to fight as an industry, and I see FirePoint doing this, to put agents in control of their businesses at a higher level so they can actually start making profit, guys. With that profit, you reinvest. Nobody gets rich selling real estate, guys. That's a total myth. You get rich from reinvesting the profits you have from selling real estate. But if you don't have any profits, you're not going to have anything to reinvest. So is there anything else you'd like to say to everyone before we sign off on today's show, Gabe?
No, I mean, we provide the tools. At the end of the day, you know this, Tim. It's still up to you to put on your CEO hat, like you said, and run it like a business, not as a hobby, and use the tools and put the systems in place in your business. We'll provide it. We give you the training and the tools. You have to take the next step and just make it work for you.
And listen, guys, we're going to be in the show description today. There's a link to FirePoint. We have a special relationship that we've worked out with FirePoint because we believe in the product, that you guys are going to have access to some special widgets just because you're our listeners. Premier coaching members, you're even going to be given a higher level of, you know, service and care with FirePoint. I strongly encourage all of you guys. Now, look, if you're brand new in real estate and you're trying to basically still figure out how to fill out a contract, maybe not the best move for you. But when you start getting some transactions flowing through, when you start basically building some momentum, it's going to make your life a lot easier in managing your life if you use FirePoint. And obviously, those
Absolutely.
Of you guys who are already doing $3, $5, $6 million per year, this is something you need to employ right away. And for those of you who are at the top of the mountain and you're basically selling hundreds of houses per year, I want you to rip out that American Express or Visa or MasterCard statement and add up how much money you're spending on all these different solutions and decide whether or not those are actually going to be better replaced if you go to one solution like FirePoint. If there's a problem, you call one phone number. If something's not working right, you call one phone number. That's, you know, basically that's the type of system that all of you guys should seriously considering having in place. So, Gabe, listen, I really appreciate you being my co-host today on today's podcast. And sincerely, thank you for bringing this product to the marketplace. It's been desperately needed for a long time, And I think you guys have done a really fantastic job, and I wish you all the success in the world.
Awesome. We appreciate it. We're happy to be here and working with you and talking to your listeners. So thanks.
Have a fantastic day, everyone. We'll talk with you on the podcast tomorrow. If you guys need to get a hold of us for anything, it's tim@timandjulieharris.com or julie@timandjulieharris.com. Have a fantastic day. We'll talk with you on the show tomorrow.
This program has been a presentation by Tim and Julie Harris Real Estate Coaching. For more information on our real estate coaching and training programs, visit our website at timandjulieharris.com. Remember to tune in weekdays at noon for upcoming shows. And until next time, thank you for listening to Real Estate Coaching Radio with Tim and Julie Harris.